This week's podcast is dedicated to Eve Hoskins, who was a huge Strictly Come Dancing fan, and just a huge fan of dancing, full stop, and also a huge fan of talking. So what better to dedicate a dancing podcast to her? Lots of love.
Welcome to Strictly on the Sofa,
the show where we overanalyse every sequin, every heel turn and every dance disaster, all from the comfort of our own living room.
I'm Laura.
And I'm Flo. Welcome to week 8 of Strictly.
Week 8, can you believe? Can you believe it's this far in?
I'm looking at the table of contestants and it's just, it's obviously half the size that it was at the beginning because we're halfway through, but it's just shrunk. It's like I can fit it all on one page now, and you on one side of the page and the dancers on the other side, which is, you know, nice.
Soon this podcast will be 2 minutes long.
What did you make of week 8, please?
Please. So polite.
Thank you.
I thought it was a really good week, a really strong week. I mean, the bottom couple, who should not have been in the bottom, but the bottom couple scored 28, which is one more than the bottom couple last week scored. So you can only assume the talent is going up. Mm. I just thought it was beautiful, and I think I can't even complain about couple's choice this week.
We're gonna let couple's choice off the hook this week, please. Yeah. Because if anyone says a bad word against this dance, I will come and hunt them down.
Yes, and your pet rabbit. Have you watched all the? You know when Claudia says that on the YouTube channel when she's like, "We'll hunt you down and your pet rabbit too." And I don't understand why she says it, but she says it. And it's weird. It's on all the end of all the YouTube clips. Everyone watch more Danny Mac dances, please.
Yeah, that must be why. I think I always go on to the next one before I stop and listen to Tess and Claudia's little, like,
spiel
at the end. Yeah, spiel. I loved this week, and I thought some of the dances in it were just incredible. I think the running theme this series seems to be that the marking is just
insanity.
It's just gotten more and more crazy. Like, I don't know whether to laugh or cry at this point.
There was Tilly had danced, and I was already going, "Oh my god!" at the time, and I was like, "This cut, I can't." We sound like a broken record, and I don't want to, but they need to sort it out. Yes. I feel like Anton hasn't been properly briefed.
I think the problem is we've never known precisely what they're marking on. It will always be a mixture of everything. Mm. But Anton has now freely, like, admitted he's marking Dan against Dan's progress over the series. In which case, well, maybe a 9 is correct, because Dan has significantly improved. But the problem is that everyone else has also improved around Dan as well. It's not just Dan that's on a one-man journey to the top.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Everyone else has improved. So a 9 seems so incongruous when you look at at the standard of everybody else around him.
Yeah.
And that's the main issue, and it was really, really apparent this week.
Mm. Marianne Caswain in her Dancing Times blog pointed out, she was like, if you're judging AJ against AJ, and her standard is usually like semi-professional, so she gets like 7s here, and then Dan, oh my god, he managed to walk in time. Woo, a 10! Like, it's just not fair, is it?
Exactly.
But I feel like actually the judges have maybe gone the same way as Couple's Choice, not this week notwithstanding, but in terms of just, like, I feel like they've forgotten the rules a little bit. I think that they've loosened it up too much. They've sort of been like, oh, it's an entertainment show, what could my scores matter? But actually they matter quite a lot, because it is half of the thing. They are meant to be objective. The reason that we all know to look out for gapping and stuff in these dances is because they've spent well over 10 years teaching us these rules and dances. And so they're meant to be objective. They're, like, because it's easy to get carried away with dances, right? And there are moments where 10 for the vibes is appropriate. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, they are meant to be looking out actually for the dance. And then we give the vibes.
Exactly, because it's 50-50. And, like, yeah. A little bit of emotion will always come into it because it's dancing, you know? But the whole point is then that the audience will vote for who they find the most entertaining.
Yes, exactly.
And the judges mark on a more criteria that's based on their knowledge and their skills of dancing that they've accumulated over the years. Not you've got better.
Yeah, no, really, I want to hear your technique.
Exactly.
It's a competition still. You can't say that it's not...
Exactly. But then the other end of the spectrum, Craig giving Dan like a 4.
Oh, see, that was way too harsh. I was like, not like that.
I know. So I don't know. Overall, did that balance out the overmarking? And I always wonder if that's what Craig is doing because he knows
Anton's going to go ham.
I know. I wonder what his motivation is behind some of the very harsh marks. It's very and also there's no. There's sort of no need at this point when everyone's getting 7s, 8s, and 9s. Mark someone a 6 and they'll still be lower. There's no need to be so mean and give them a 4.
No. Again, Anne Widdicombe scores. Anne Widdicombe scores. Yeah. Dan was better than that.
Yeah, he was.
I mean, this is probably my favourite of his dances. Or one of them, at least. So I think, you know, it's hard. It's really hard because people always take it too far. There's a lot of beef with Dan. Like, a lot of people be like, who's voted for him? And I know I'm a bit on that boat. Like, I've not voted for Dan. But people are, and he's obviously raising a lot of money for children in need. He has got the normal guy factor. And he is throwing himself into it. Probably not with the same degree that I thought Adam was, but apparently I'm in the minority there. But I think that he still deserves his place there. But I just think that the judges need to give us some more credit. We'll save him if we want to save him. And we probably do, because he's not ended up in a dance-off, despite being quite near the bottom several times.
So. My other problem with Dan, and Marion Caswain, like, explained this really well in her blog, is that, I do like him. This isn't a personal attack, but he does seem to think that he's the only person who's ever learnt to dance before. And everyone else has, like, AJ didn't have any dance training. Do you know what I mean? So it's a bit like, okay, Dan, you're not, like, that special. Like, yes, you find it difficult, and yes, you're getting better, but the same with everyone else. So it's a bit like, okay, we can only give you so much credit for being, like, the normal bloke who learns to dance, when actually everyone else is in the same position.
Well, yeah. Everyone,
but, you know, majority of people are in the same position too, and doing a better job of it.
It's sort of interesting, like, who gets to be the normal bloke, do you know what I mean? Like, what qualifies you for the normal bloke factor?
Yeah.
Because he's got given that slack, and a lot of, as you say, AJ hasn't. Because she set her bar high.
Yeah, John, I don't know if John's got any training, but, you know, it's almost like, I don't know, because Dan's not only, like, a guy and normal, but also straight, it's like, oh, well, obviously it was going to be difficult for me, but, like, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. I still think it's great to see Nadia having a lovely time. And also great, he loves Strictly, and I think that's something I would hate to go on Strictly and then people want me to leave, because I would be so up for it, and he is great. And also, having said that, I don't think people do want him to leave. I think it's a very vocal minority, because he has not been in the bottom two yet. So clearly people do not want him to leave.
And I stand by it. If he was bottom of the leaderboard every week and was getting through, then fair enough.
Yes.
Like, the audience are saving him, they're finding him entertaining. But agreed. It's when the marking means that he's not, so it sort of does feel a bit, it feels unfair, like he's not at the point where he ought to be.
Absolutely.
So, I just...
Sort the marking out, judges, again.
Yeah.
And sort it out, like, quickly.
next week.
Yeah. Craig's not going to be there.
Craig's not going to be there, and it's a themed week, so we're all doomed. It's going to be
fun. We're doomed! God, that was one for the dads. I'm sorry. Also, a much better impression than I expected to come out. So well done, me. Not to self-congratulate or anything. Shall we go up the leaderboard?
Yes.
Also, get well soon, Craig, if you listen, as I'm sure you do.
Get well soon, Craig. Despite the four and AJ's six, you bring some sensibility.
You bring something to the table.
You bring a certain sensibleness. And Rose is nine, actually, but we'll get onto that. But
oh my god, I'd also argue Reese is 10, but it's fine. Yeah, it's fine. Yeah. We're over it. Yeah. But yes, let's go up this leaderboard. Let's discuss this in thoroughness. Thoroughness? That's not a word. Thorority. That's not a word.
No, it's not. I mean,
oh my god, you could have convinced me. You could have been like, yes, it is, Laura, and I would have believed
English
you.
English dictionary defines thorority
as someone saying sorority with a lisp. Well, that was nice. So AJ's... I can't even talk now. So AJ's Paso. Mm. I really enjoyed this. I thought it was let down by the theming and the song. I thought the theming made my eyes just feel a bit, like, yellow.
yellow.
Exactly, it was all yellow. And I think sometimes the VAR stuff can... VAR? The wrong sport. Oh my god, to be honest, the judges could do with some VAR at the minute. That VAR... Lens was the original VAR of Strictly Come Dancing.
Oh my god, stop.
I'm obsessed. That's what they should call it. They should no longer call it, what, dance debrief or whatever. They should be like Viennese VAR or something. I don't know. Anyway, I've gone mad. I just think sometimes the VR stuff flattens it a bit. Do you know what I mean? Sometimes it can overwhelm a dance.
I don't think it ever looks good, really. I'd rather they just... It doesn't.
It's such
really
a blanket.
They just not have it, you know?
Yeah, I agree.
I love a good lighting concept or whatever.
This is like your pleather again.
I'm clueless, but... but the when they get the slightly rubbish, like... animations up on the screen, I don't know. And also it's not like the dancers are seeing them, so it's not like they're bouncing off it, are they? anyway I loved this. I actually loved it, and I was watching it with my mum, and we were both like, "Ooh!" at the end. And then we were really confused about the scores, and maybe watching it back there was like the little slip and stuff, but I don't know, there was a vibe there. I actually liked the song. I actually thought it was quite good. I know it was a bit stop start, but I thought it had a lot of tension in it.
It did have a lot of tension in it. I actually think she suffered from Where She Went in the Night.
Yes.
So second is never a great spot.
No.
And I also think she suffered from the weight of her own expectations.
Yeah.
Because everyone was like, AJ, a Paso, it's gonna be so dramatic. Yeah. And it was dramatic and it was great, but I actually thought, and also I thought she did the Spanish lines all right. To be honest, I thought there was a lot of drama in there. I don't know why they were so... Her comments seemed to be really harsh as well for me. And a six is nonsense. Nonsense. I mean, if we went back and looked at what Craig has given a six...
Yeah.
AJ would be better, so...
Exactly.
Amazing to see the British public come through for her, though.
Really good. Yeah, really good. And also, because sometimes I think when there's a... she's not a ringer because she hasn't got dance training, but she's clearly been the front runner, like talent wise from the beginning, her and John, I would say. So like sometimes they don't have the public vote, do they, because they're too good? But lovely to see that she was safe, because everyone was like, this isn't right. Hang on a minute. I think probably her and Kai's relationship has probably got something to do with that as well. But we just love watching them dance.
Oh my god!
Don't we?
Can we talk about Kai as Captain Von Trapp next week? Because I am not emotionally ready for it. I'm going to combust.
It's perfect. Appropriate, isn't it?
It's actually. Yeah. I'm going to forgive them the Sound of Music klaxon because of how perfect it is as a choice. He's got the steadiness. Oh my god, it literally is perfect. The steadiness of Captain Von Trapp and the how do you solve a problem like AJ? Like, it's perfect. It's perfect. I mean, not that she's a problem, obviously, she's perfect. But I just think, you know, the spirited lady come to teach his children how to sing. It's going to be perfect. And it's also, I'm really looking forward to it, guys. Really looking forward to it.
Can I give a shout out to AJ's outfit, which was very Beyonce hold up from Lemonade, wasn't it?
It was great. Oh my god,
she just needed a baseball bat and it would have been done.
Yeah, oh, it was great.
It was perfect.
She looked amazing. She looked amazing. I thought she deserved better than these marks. But yeah, again, probably just the curse of the second spot.
I agree. She had the death slot. Should we talk about Dan next and his American Smooth? He was tied with Tilly, actually. So you can see how close it is at the bottom, because there's 1 point AJ, 1 point up Dan and Tilly, 1 point up Tom. Like, and that's half the leaderboard. So it really is so tough.
I just think Tilly deserves better, though, because she was obviously better than Dan. Obviously.
Yeah, I know.
And I think Craig, although that four was extremely harsh, is the only one whose score reflects that. In fact,
it balances him out.
All of them gave her higher. That's ridiculous.
That's
Every other judge gave Tilly lower than Dan. And I thought
that's
it was
madness.
There were obviously problems in that quick step. It wasn't a perfect quick step. I liked it. I mean, we're literally skipping that to talk about Tilly now. But that's mad. She's obviously a much more accomplished dancer than him.
Yeah, exactly. And again, it's because they're marking Dan against Dan and Tilly against Tilly. Not Tilly
so
against
what happens
Dan.
If Dan and Tilly are in the dance-off?
Yeah, exactly.
You're going to then be like, oh no, sorry, we were wrong.
Yeah.
The whole
maybe
time.
Maybe that's what happened with Tilly and Sam in the dance off, because they all saved Tilly. I do think probably Tilly just did it better as well.
Yeah, she did seem to actually, but...
But at the same time, like, all the judges had scored Sarah higher other than Craig, who scored her the same. So, like, it really must have been quite an improvement. Or they are, as we suspect, marking people against themselves and not against each other.
Which is not how it should work, because otherwise it makes a mockery of a system. I am the law, and the law is not mocked. Just in time for musicals week there.
Which one should we talk about, Tilly or Dan?
Let's go back to Dan. Sorry, I derailed us
there. No, that's fine. The thing is, I'm kind of even struggling to remember what Dan's was like. Like, I remember it being good, and I was impressed by how much better he was than his last ballroom.
He was better.
But that's as far as I can get with it. I can't remember much more, to be honest.
I can't even remember what song it was to.
Yeah?
Oh, no, it was King of the Road. And I only remember that because I thought of the hedgehogs all the way through it. It was, he had the tails and he had the glamour, and I do disagree with Craig when Craig was like, oh, there was no style to it, because I was like, to be honest, it was style over substance. So I don't really know how you're saying there's no style to it when there was more of that than anything, I would have argued.
Yeah, exactly.
It was all tails and no knickers, do you know what I mean? That doesn't make sense.
I quite like that you could convince me that is a saying. All tails and no knickers.
All tails, no heads. It was, ooh. hideous. Yes, so...
I don't know.
Very, but I think that says a lot. I think...
Yeah.
I don't think there's ever going to be much to say about Dan, not to be rude. And, like, what a good show. Nice to see you. Nice to see you, nice. Yeah, there's just not much to say. And, yeah, just bears repeating that everything we complain about is the marking, not actually a personal attack on Dan, because we love Strictly fans on here.
He's getting better. He's got a journey, which we love to see.
Yes.
He's got the enthusiasm. Him and Nadia are a great partnership.
Yeah.
Like, it's lovely. It is lovely.
Just mark him appropriately.
Exactly.
Yeah, should we go up to Tilly then?
Let's talk about Tilly. I really enjoyed this, actually. I thought it was really nice.
Yeah, it was.
But again, I don't know, it's slightly a little bit back to, like, slightly old Tilly of being a bit like, oh, that was nice.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah, that's
you know,
true.
It didn't set my soul on fire.
She's had quite a good run of dances, hasn't she? Like, I feel like I have seen quite a lot of variation from Tilly, which I don't know if it's necessarily
definitely.
True, but it feels like I have.
I agree, definitely. And they've got their couple's choice next week, which is a sort of appropriate time in the series, which is nice. Do you know what? I know I've said it before, but I'm really warming to Nikita. Like,
I
just watched them on It Takes Two, and we're recording this a little bit late this week. And he, makes it all about her. Like, the first thing someone, I can't remember, Rylan said something to him and he turned it right back onto Tilly and was like, well, she did really well. I just think he's, like, for someone who comes across like they're going to have a huge ego, as soon as he starts talking, you're like, oh no, I don't think he does, actually.
He's super supportive.
Just really supportive.
I really like him.
Yeah.
I think that he's super supportive. His face when, was it when Dan got his four and he was like,
Oh my God.
I just love a man who has no poker face. I think he's got a sweetness about him. And I'm really glad that Tilly's with him as well. I think, I don't know, I just think they seem to suit each other as a partnership. Because we don't know either of them. I was going to say, because we don't know either of them. They're sort of getting to know them together works somehow. Yeah, which it couldn't do, you know. It could could have gone, they both drifted into the background, but they haven't at all. I love both of them, and I didn't at the start, so.
Yeah, exactly. And I also think he does the same thing with his choreo. Like, it is about her, like it's not about him in his choreo.
Completely. So,
lovely. Sad she was in the dance-off again.
I really hope she gets a reprieve this week. I'm hoping she will with a couple's choice, but...
Yeah.
Oh, I actually shot her a vote this week. I gave AJ 2 and Tilly 1, but it was not enough. I just... First of all, it's important to note that this song belongs to Danny and Oti. I also don't know if necessarily the skirt helped her. I thought it was a bit busy and therefore draw attention to her feet. And also, obscured the good stuff she was doing, maybe. But loved it as a quick step. It was nowhere near, like, I just cannot believe that she got lower than Dan for most of the judges. That's insanity.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, madness.
Tom?
Should we talk about... Do we have to?
He's drifted back into the background,
so
hasn't he?
Forgettable.
I can't work out if it's because of the standard again this year. Or whether it's just that him and Amy are on like their own separate show at this point.
It feels like it, doesn't it? I think this was my least favourite dance.
It's like they go to a different... It's like they go to the studio on a different bus.
Yeah. I 100% agreed with Anton when he was like, this was really nice, but it didn't have any power in it. And I know it's a Viennese waltz, which is soft and gentle, but you still need the power.
Yeah.
There wasn't any drive to it. I'm like, come on, Tom, where's your drive? Where's your, like, passion for things?
Yeah.
And it doesn't help that we've seen so many dramatic Viennese this series. But I love a cute moment. I love a nice, cute, gentle moment.
Yeah.
But there wasn't the... I still feel like Amy's leading him.
I still feel like he's not completely on Strictly Come Dancing. Like, I feel like he's not competing, he's just doing it for fun. Which is obviously what you should do. Like, I can't explain it. It's like he's not a competitor, though.
Yeah. The only time I've seen him look like he had, like, a competitive, like, spark in him was that passage.
Yeah.
And that wasn't even, like, consistently all the way through. I agree.
It's like he turns up, does the dance, and then goes home and doesn't think about it again.
Yeah.
I think. But he obviously has ability, and he really could have, Dan's journey. Like, Dan should gift him his journey, because I think Tom's got more ability than Dan, and it has the normal guy factor.
Yeah.
I am thrilled he's got through to Musicals Week, because I don't want to be like, I'm obsessed with his sister, but she is my Keely Hawes of musical theatre. Everything she's in is usually quite good because she's in it and she can sing, like, she can absolutely belt
she's
out a tune.
She's very talented.
Carrie Hope Fletcher is a genius. She's so talented. Her Heathers, it's the reason I've seen Heathers 7 times and I'm not happy about having not seen it that many times. It's not good enough for how often I've seen it as a musical. But I do love it. And yeah, so I'm glad they are such passionate people about musicals, and I think very often, and in fact this is going to be a sticking point when we talk a little bit about Musicals Week later on, I think that it's undervalued in this country, and so it's nice to have someone who's actively like, no, I'm a massive fan of musical theatre.
Yeah.
On there. Very bold saying that I thought I was going to get to week 11. It was the only week I wanted to get to. I was like, mate, at least movie week's in week 3, hun. But also absolutely the same. I can't complain. I'd be exactly the same.
I'm excited to see them dancing to On My Own.
How is that? That is not a regular couple's choice.
No, I reckon they're doing a contemporary or something.
Yeah, it has to be, doesn't it?
Yeah.
with a red hat and a
I
floaty coat.
wonder. I know. Do you think there'll be like fake blood and a gunshot and
Oh my
stuff?
God, that's how it ends
Who
with her putting her
knows?
hand over the camera.
Oh my word.
Don't you fret, Monsieur Marius. Yeah, I don't know how on earth they're going to do that. And also, is he going to be Marius? Because I will instantly be more attracted to him if he is, because Marius is like my kryptonite. But anyway, it's fine.
Watch us go from Tom being like mediocre, we don't care too much about him, to next week him be Laura being ride or die, Tom
Oh my
Fletcher to
God,
win Strictly Come
100%.
Dancing because he's played Marius in one
It's
song.
red. Yeah, who knows what will happen? I'm really interested to see what they do with that dance because it doesn't seem to strike me as a dance.
Same.
And at least, you know, when Stacey Dooley did I Dreamed a Dream, it fit for a waltz, right?
Yeah.
So, or in America, I can't remember what they did to it. Was it a waltz?
I think it was American Smooth. There's lots of
Yeah.
lifts in
Yeah,
it,
that's
but
true. American Smooth.
yeah,
So, I'm
performance.
interested to see what a couple's choice could possibly look like to this. Because
Yeah.
musical theatre jazz doesn't seem to suit it. It has to be contemporary, right?
I think it must be.
Because you
Must
can't
be.
musical theatre jazz to On My Own. If you're doing
I
musical theatre,
also
you would just
like.
have to run to the front and take your hat off. That's the only thing you can do in that song. It's not like Eponine's cutting shapes while she's like, On My
I
Own.
also like, as much as I love Les Mis, it's one of my top musicals ever. I'm sort of like, Strictly, stop trying to make Les Mis happen. It's not
Yeah.
going to happen. Like, remember the Paso to at the end of the
Oh my
day?
God,
We
yeah.
did what the American Smooth to at the end of the no, not at the end of the day. Whatever one Stacey Dooley did,
Yeah.
and now I'm like, and on my own, I don't know. We can get onto the musicals choices later, but there's some repetition, isn't there,
My
this week? I'm a
theory
little
is,
bit bored by it.
because his sister played Eponine, so
Yes.
maybe
Yeah,
she will
yeah,
make an
yeah,
appearance,
yeah.
I hope.
Yeah, I'm sure she'll be in the audience.
Yeah, well, she might not because
Yeah.
she's playing Cinderella in the West End.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Interesting.
but I think
Oh.
I really want her to read out the T's and C's. I think she'll be very good at it. But anywho, excited to see what happens. I agree with you. Like that, I was looking through my musical theatre playlist after Tunes on Tuesday today, and I think there's some really obvious ones that have never been done, and I just don't understand it. But we'll talk about that later. Probably next week, who knows? Anyway, should we go on to Sara and her Argentine tango? This is
Yeah.
high
We
for
haven't
me.
actually spoken about Sarah so far, given that she's gone out this
Oh my God!
week.
Does that not say everything?
I'm a bit sad about this because I don't think she's the worst dancer
No,
left,
she's
but
not.
I don't think she's as good as the judges keep making out, and I
No.
didn't like this Argentine tango. I
I
didn't
didn't really
like
like it.
it.
I didn't think it had any
Didn't like the
passion. I
music.
thought her kicks were too loose.
The music was horrible. Her dress
Yeah.
was so frumpy.
Yeah, and
It was
I'm better with
horrible.
giving her extensions as well. Let her live, please.
Yeah. And I also, we've mentioned like her face before, and I think she thinks she's doing a serious face, but it just looks kind of grumpy and like not present. And
Yeah.
she had the same thing here. I don't
Wow.
know. I felt, again, Anton, nine.
Yeah,
Was this a
it's
nine?
no way.
There was no, I had nowhere
No
near any
way
sort
was
of
that a nine.
chills. And again,
What did they
I
give
think
Adam
she's.
for his? I'm not going to look it up, but I know it will be
Adam's
lower.
Argentine tango was better than this
Yeah,
one's.
and I bet he got lower. Although maybe he got
Yeah.
higher, and I'm talking out of my bum hole. I was trying not to say ass, but bum hole was worse. So I am really annoyed about that. Sorry, guys. Anywho, yeah, I didn't rate this highly, but I rated her highly, if that makes
Yeah.
sense. I think she, again, who gets to have the normal guy factor? Apparently not women either, because
Yeah.
she clearly, again, was more accomplished than Dan, and as a complete novice, a lot of
Yeah.
people counted her out after week one.
Well, yeah,
She's
exactly.
quite
And
lucky her dances fell like that for the first 2 weeks, but yeah.
I love how she did come back from week one, because that would be so horrible going out and coming last at the
Yeah.
bottom of leaderboard. And I just, yeah, I think she did so well considering. To then
Yeah.
get to week eight is really
Yeah.
impressive.
And her and Aliash, well, you know, a good partnership. It was so nice to see them working so hard and how much. I love it when someone fully embraces Strictly. I really do. Like it.
Yeah.
Because that's how I would do. I like to think.
I thought she seemed really lovely. She came across so well. She came across very normal, didn't she? Yeah. I would say, I feel like she should be the normal guy equivalent as a woman, but yeah.
Yeah, it's a shame to see her go in her first dance off, and also that she was there, really. Because I sort of said, I was on BBC Radio Manchester again this week, and I said on there that I think, like Adam, her weeks were probably numbered, but I think they both had a couple more in them.
I think she probably did, yes. Yeah, I think she did have another week or two in her.
So that's what's... But it's a matter of weeks, rather than, like, I don't think she'd have got to the final.
Yeah, exactly.
But yes, I am sad to see her go. Also, deeply worried that Ali Ash is quitting.
Didn't he say something like...
He was like, oh, I'm going to miss everything about this show. And it was like, is this a... Because you're not going to be on it regularly? Or is this because I am leaving?
Wouldn't surprise me if he was leaving.
He's been there for a long time. It will just be an end of an era if Ali Ash goes.
It would be. Should we move on to John?
John! Don't know what that was.
Stepbrother John.
He is my stepbrother. I love him. Do you know what? I thought this was great. I don't think it was worth 2 tens, but for the primarily reason? Why did I seem to buffer then? I didn't think it was worth 10s, but primarily because you could see that he was holding back. If he had done it with the same vigour that Johannes was doing it, it would have been 10s all round. I couldn't see anything that he did wrong.
No.
It was just that...
Definitely.
And I don't want to say Johannes was showing him up, because I don't think he was, but I think Johannes just has that natural exuberance. But there just seemed to be something a bit more chill about what John was doing, and I didn't know why it was happening.
Yeah. The problem with the same-sex dancing is that it is directly comparable. You've got two people there with the same kind of, like, doing the exact same thing. And so it's really... And obviously he's not going to be as good as Johannes, because Johannes has got, like, a whole career behind him. But
this is his job.
Because it's literally his job. But it was, like... It wasn't as exuberant, and it wasn't as exciting as I ended up watching Johannes, and then keep going back to John, being like, "Oh, it's not." So it was definitely nines for me. I loved it. I thought it was really, really fun, but I did think that it didn't kind of go into that 10 territory just because of that.
Yeah, I agree. Also, Johannes had the brighter trousers, didn't he? And I was just a bit like, I was totally watching his hits. Yeah. But it's just that it was annoying. I sort of want to see John do that again in the final, because I think John had all of the moves. He just was holding back.
He did.
It could have been a 40, although no one's allowed to get a 40 in a samba after Danny Mac, I'm sorry. So it'd have to be 39 at most. I don't know if he's ever going to come up against a difficult dance. Because every time he gets thrown one, I'm like, oh, is this going to be the week he falters? He never does. He's so good.
True. His ballroom hasn't quite been up there, has it?
No. They haven't done a lot of ballroom, have they?
He hasn't done a huge... No, not really. So I guess they've done a quick step and a...
A tango.
They've done a tango. Yeah, that's true. Which
they did American Smooth, didn't they? Because they did the lift.
Yes.
So maybe they have done more than we're giving them credit for.
Maybe they have,
Just my impression is very side-to-side work rather than hold.
Yes.
If I'm trying to recollect it.
Yeah.
They're doing a Viennese waltz this week to Chim Chim Cheree from Mary Poppins. Mary Poppins is one of the ones that could be retired quite happily. I love Mary Poppins.
I love Mary Poppins.
Next year they're going to do a Charleston to that song that they have about laughing on the ceiling.
Yeah.
Because they're just going to keep running out of songs. Or then it'll be like, I don't know, Hushabye Mountain. I'm sure they'll do Hushabye. That's from Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. But same writers, so it's fine.
Yeah.
They're going to run out soon. of Mary Poppins songs. And then they'll make a third one, and I assume they'll find something from there. But I just don't... Not every Mary Poppins song has to be a dance. And also, I'm just intrigued as what it's going to be like. Just two chimney sweeps falling in love on the roofs of London. If anything, I would read that novel. So please do.
Thing is that, like, I mean, maybe they will make it really sensitive and romantic, but Like, it's been so nice to see them do a couple of dances, like, especially their rumba that had that in it. And I feel like Chim Chimney is just such a blokey, like, matey song. Like, they're going to go back to being chimney sweep friends again.
Yeah, exactly.
But maybe not. Maybe they'll bring a bit of, like,
it just doesn't feel
fan
like this...
fiction, like romantic undercurrent
yes,
to
please.
It.
I just don't know if there's a lot of narrative to that song either, which is fine, obviously, but what story are they going to tell? Is it literally going to be two chimney sweeps falling in love on the roofs of London? Or is it going to be two chimney sweep mates loving dance? Yeah, I think I'd like to see them do... There's, you know, it's musical theatre, there's a lot you can choose from.
Yeah.
A lot of love stories, and there's a lot of drama in there for waltzes. And also, like, gender swaps and things. Like, whoa, do you know what just came into my head? And I would just be like, retire Les Mis, the confrontation. Oh, they should have had them doing something from that, whipping some, like, you know, chair legs at each other. Would have loved to have seen that. The Fugitive. But there's plenty to choose from. The Boy from Oz, for instance, has a lovely romantic song in there. Has a few very lovely romantic songs. But it's fine. Ignore me. I think it'll be great. I'm looking forward to seeing it. I think I'm putting off talking about the next one because I'm choked. Yes, Rose's Couple's Choice. This dance justified the existence of Couple's Choice. Sort of like how Giovanni did with Faye.
Yeah.
Every time I'm like, I hate Couple's Choice, I remember how good that Fever dance was. Then I was like, well, now I can't hate it. And that's sort of how I feel about this one because it was so beautiful.
Because... Giovanni is like, this is a song, this is a genre that should be about making it the best of, like, tailoring it to that person's experience and strengths and personality.
Yes.
And finding what's really unique about them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that was his idea to put that section in with the no music.
It was so
without
good.
Music. With the no music. And, that's so inventive and so considerate. And I just think, I mean, this isn't exaggeration. I was in floods of tears. It wasn't like a small tear. It's been an emotional week for me anyway. And this just absolutely set me off. Like,
it was beautiful.
It was just... I haven't been able to watch it back, actually. And this is normally, like, it was that good that it normally would be when I go and watch back. But every time I've been like, oh, I'm going to watch it, I'd be like, I can't. I'm not strong enough.
No, it is that moving.
And, you know, it's been all over the news and, like, it's been all, like, on This Morning and everything. So every time even a clip comes on, I'm like...
I think it just goes to show... I don't want to get deep about it, but, like, the beauty of dance and the beauty of movement and the stories you can tell with that, and that there are no barriers. There should be no barriers in life. There are no limits, do you know what I mean? The limit does not exist. And especially in a week, so, you know, the Remembrance dance always gets me.
Oh my God.
And I've sort of decided to embrace that now because I think that what dance does really well, I think it has such an emotive, I think it's such an emotive medium, and it's sort of how I feel about musical theatre, which is why I'm obsessed with it and talk about it so much in the lead up to Musicals Week and on Musicals Week, is I think dance conveys more than words can, and in the same way that songs do. You know, One Day More is more than just... Oh, On My Own is probably a much better example. One Day More is a bit, you know, storytelling. But On My Own is much more than just the lyrics. It's the... And I just think that's... Dance is much more than just the music. It's expressive. And, yeah, as I said, with the Remembrance Day dance as well, I just think it goes to show the power that dance has, the international implications that dance has. I just think it was the biggest advert for dance I've seen for a long time. And I just thought it was absolutely stunning. And you couldn't hear a pin drop when I was watching it. You couldn't hear a pin drop. No, does that make sense? You could hear a pin drop. You could have heard a pin drop. That's I know, right? So yeah, I just think, but the only thing you could hear was literally me going incredible, just because I was so overwhelmed by it. I thought it was so clever and so beautiful. And when Rose was like, "Thank you for doing a happy dance,"
I was like,
they seem to really understand each other and vibe, and
yeah,
I don't know.
But I think that's why it was emotional as well. It wasn't because it was sad. I wasn't being like,
No,
oh, it's a rose.
exactly.
It was like, oh, wow, I've
Yeah.
like never seen anything like that. And I really feel like that's the tiniest little insight into what her experience must be
Yeah,
like.
exactly. I thought it was beautiful,
I
really
did
beautiful.
not get that's what they were going to do when she said there's a moment in there for the deaf
No,
mute.
I
I was
thought
like,
she was.
oh, I wonder what that's going to be. Maybe she'll do a bit of sign language dancing or
Yeah.
something. And then that happened, and I was like, it just completely took me by surprise.
I had hoped they would do something like this. Do you remember,
Yeah.
like, when I said about the Quiet Place dance?
Yeah.
But I didn't think it would, like, it far exceeded my imagination
Yeah.
or expectations or anything. And I also didn't expect it. I thought they were going to do a big lift or something.
Yeah.
Because usually that's what they mean by a surprise, right?
Yeah.
So I just think it's Giovanni's talent, the fact that it was a clear dance style, it was contemporary,
Yes. Yes.
and the fact that it's amazing, like, that Rose is on this show and that she's amazing. She's a
Yeah.
beautiful dancer.
She is. Yeah.
I sort of, I think I agree with the score largely because I don't think it was perfect, and I think honestly that is going to be a 40 in the final. I
Yeah.
think she'll have improved so much by then, and she, like, come on, she's getting to the final.
Yeah.
But my, I think it will be a 40 then. But I think Craig did, for me, mark it fairly. But at the same time, sometimes you have to give things a 10. Sometimes, as Motsy say, things are more than just like technique.
Yeah,
But
exactly.
then,
And this was it.
yeah, exactly. So I think 3 10s and a 9 is probably where I would put it.
Yeah.
The 9 for
Yeah.
my rational side.
Yeah.
The tens
One
for.
nine I'll allow because Craig is very particular.
Apart
But
from.
any more nines than that, and I would have been kicking off. And I
Yeah,
was
literally.
kicking off on Saturday night. But in the, thinking about it now with a bit of distance, I'm like, okay.
She's got to have some growth.
She
There's
does.
always room for And
improvement.
improvement.
he marked, he's very particular on contemporary, isn't he? I remember him
No,
marking Ashley and Pasha's contemporary as a nine and everyone else was a ten. And I'm like, well, that was so, there was literally nothing. But that was perfect. And but he still made it a
genuinely,
nine.
I can't see where she went wrong. Like, Jesus,
And
it's
I think it
mad.
was a similar, like, you need more like energy from the floor or whatever he said, which I don't really know what it means, but I
That
assume
doesn't
it
sound
means
like a real
something.
thing.
I know.
That's a
Anyway.
madness.
I don't, yeah, I thought this was
I
just amazing.
It was
Really
just
enjoyed
amazing.
it.
Really beautiful.
Really beautiful.
Giovanni's year. Also, I could not stop thinking of the song For Good from Wicked. Because I do think that, like, Giovanni has been changed for the better. Like, Strictly has been changed for the better. I just think Rose is a queen and we love her. Also, that's probably rude. I don't know Giovanni from Adam, but you've been changed for the better, hon. I love him.
Well, we were talking about this at the weekend though, because Mum said she could remember in maybe like his first series when Len Goodman told him off because he was like, "This
Yes!
dance isn't about you," and Giovanni was a little bit like, "Oh, okay, sorry." Like I can't remember what the choreo was or anything. And obviously now, like it's not, it's clear like that dance was not about him in any way. On Saturday, it was completely about Rose, and so I think they're probably. I'm sure they all do it when they start,
Yeah,
when
of
they're really
course.
young and successful, and they're on the telly. Like, of course, you're gonna get a bit overexcited. But I think he just, yeah, he seems to have like calmed down a bit and realised
Softened.
that it's not, yeah, softened, yeah, more sort of generous. And I love him. I love
I think
Gio.
he's learning this series as well. He's not just the teacher now, is he?
Definitely.
I think they all pick up something from their partners, but I think what he's picking up. That sounded. I've lowered the tone. You know what I mean? I think they all.
Yeah.
It's like, you take on pieces of people you know and move
Oh,
on.
stop
Who
it.
can say if I've been changed for the better? I do believe I have been. No, it's not musical, so yes, Sars. You're not gonna have to listen to this. But listen to For Good and have a little weep. Because it's the perfect song for Rose and Giovanni, in my opinion. That's what they should do their show dance to. Anywho, Reese's Charleston. I mean, I Unfortunately for him, he's going after us talking about Rose, so it's going to always be a bit of a...
He's got a 40, and he's at the top of the leaderboard, but it's for me, it wasn't the dance of the night.
No.
I'm awful about this, but it was great.
It
was
amazing.
I'm really glad that he's through, and I'm really glad he got his 40. And
I'm glad he's got a bit of confidence back.
I thought this was really, really good.
It was amazing. It was the first dance. I agree with all of the judges and what they said, that it, although they were doing a lot of side-by-side work, they felt like a proper partnership.
Yeah.
It felt like he could not have done that without Nancy, rather than just like, I've learned my side of the routine, you learn yours. Which is still pretty much where Dan and Nadia are, to be honest.
Yeah. I just had this image of Reese trying to do all those lifts and stuff with Nancy, just like holding up.
Some of those lifts were defying gravity. Why so many Wicked references in this podcast? But... they were so good. Although, yeah. I thought one of them looked a little bit laboured, so that's why I was like, surely this is a 9. And then Craig, who gave AJ a 9, gave it a 10. And I was like, but even I saw something that I thought was a bit laboured. So, am I wrong? Or was he less picky with Reese? Which has not been the experience thus far.
Yeah.
They seem to have been way more picky with Reese. So, I don't really know.
I sort of agree. But, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
I really enjoyed it, though. I thought it was amazing. He's so good at it. He was so accomplished at that. I've said accomplished like 6 times, and I've never said it before this podcast.
So, I just want Reese.
Yes.
And we've been saying it for weeks, to do a slow dance so we can see how far he's come. And he's got a jive next week.
I know,
I'm so exhausted for him.
I know. He's going to be like a shell of himself by the end of this. It's going
to
be like...
I just want to see him do a waltz. I don't think he's going to at this point. Do you? Maybe not. Maybe we've got time still, but like...
Yeah, but I worry about that, because what if his hold hasn't improved because he's not had to be in it for ages?
Yeah. I know.
And I don't think it's always the blessing that it is getting dances that, like, are more your style. And this, do you know what I mean? Because I think people start to roll them all into one.
Yeah.
And also you don't improve, like, so as we said, Tilly's had a fairly, she's had time to improve her hold throughout, but she's also done a fair bit of Latin. I think.
Yeah. It feels like she has, definitely.
Yeah, so I just don't really know...
She's done a nice cha-cha, she's done a jive, she's done... Yeah,
so I just... I would quite like a bit more...
just one.
Variation.
Just one week, but, and we can go back to the energetic ones.
Yeah. And also, how many energetic ones can there be left? So he's going to end up doing something he's not very good at in, like, the semi-final or something.
I worry if he gets a rumba, you know.
I'd love to see him do a rumba, though.
I would love to see it, and I'd love to see him prove me wrong that it'll be too contained and slow for him.
It's a bit like...
picked up so much over the last few weeks.
Yeah.
Because he does the same... Not the same style, but, like... Yeah, because he does all these high-energy dances every week. It's the same vibe he's given off.
I don't know. They don't seem to forgive him for that, though. Do you know what I mean? Like, I feel like they need to... I wouldn't want to do those dances if someone endlessly criticised me for them.
Yeah.
But I just... I think I'd like to see a bit more variation. But I also... I don't know where I'm going with this, but I just... I don't know. I think it's just not ideal for them to always be doing energetic dances.
Mm.
And also, I start to worry that the Jamie Lang factor of are you actually on Strictly to learn different types of dance, not just the ones you're good at, is on there. I really like Reese, so that sounds like a much harsher criticism than what I mean it to. Because it was amazing this week. But I'm just spitballing here, really. I think this is probably the biggest argument for why I would quite like them to do 2 dances, you know, each week, so I can compare them, and so everyone gets a chance to do the same dance.
Mm.
Because I don't think it's necessarily helpful having all these different types of dances. We've got 2 couples choices in Musicals Week.
Yes. Yeah.
Although, arguably, I do think that it's, like, post-Blackpool's the time they should start introducing the meets couples' choices. Because that's when you want to start to get into know them anyway. Like, Sarah is the first contestant to absolutely sob at leaving Strictly Come Dancing. I mean, Adam was very close. So, Adam and Sarah. So, this is the time when everyone starts to get, like, involved.
Mm.
So, having the couples' choice now would make a lot of sense to me.
Exactly, yeah.
I don't like necessarily care about the early ones, and unless it's in like, you know, a deal breaker, like you can't fit, you know, Greg Wise is, you can't fit his disco routine because he's probably not going to get beyond week three. Like that's fair, I think. But is it fair? That, no, because that could have been a salsa. It's not fair. Just introduce it later.
Yeah,
that could have been a salsa. There's no way they've done disco salsas for years.
Exactly. Strictly come dancing.
Anyway, we're literally rehashing Laura's greatest hits here.
I feel like from now on having couples choice in is okay, especially if it leads to like great moments like Chris and Gio.
So, 100. Okay. But yeah, from week 8 onwards,
with it, do you know what I mean?
Keep some rules to it. That's you can't have fun without any rules. Right? That's how I feel about both the judging and couples choice. We need some parameters here. Set some boundaries. I'm so excited for musicals week. Yes. It does feel like we've got a bit of a balance. You know, they're doing a Matilda song, and
in there that is like a modern musical, and it's not even like that's a particularly new musical. It's the same.
It's 10 years old.
It's the same musicals we always see. Mm. And I don't get me wrong. I love Mary Poppins. I love Singing in the Rain.
Mm. Oh, can you believe Dan got the Singing in the Rain card as well? By the way,
of course. It's just like we've seen all of these before, all of them. How many times have we seen a jive to Footloose?
Yeah,
you know, I'm trying to think what else there is. The Les Mis one, I'm interested to see how they do, and I don't mind that so much because it obviously has a big meaning to Tom with his sister doing it. So I'm kind of, but I don't mind the odd, like, because it's such a mixed demographic that watches Strictly. So I love seeing them put one in, but don't make everything something that you've done before.
Yes.
It's so unimaginative. And it just, it doesn't even take much to be like, oh, let's just Google what musicals are on the West End at the moment and just listen to their soundtracks on Spotify and be like, oh, that sounds quite good.
Yeah. Oh my God, The Prince of Egypt. Yes, please.
Diana musical.
I've said The Dress would be a perfect jive. I mean, it swears too much, so you might have to choose a different one. You know, here a Paso to Here Comes James Hewitt, it would be ideal.
We were spitballing because we were talking about Hamilton earlier being like the biggest musical of the
How has it not been on Strictly yet?
We're thinking maybe
not even a pro dance
got the rights to the music, maybe.
But they've got them into In the Heights,
right? Anyway, Dad was like, "What would you dance to though, because it's so hip-hop?" And I was like, well, you could do a street routine for couple's choice, but I think you could do a waltz to Burn, which would be
you could do
emotional.
Such a dramatic one. Yeah.
And then my sister said she would like to see a jive to What Did I Miss,
yes,
great, imagine that. Also, we've been asking for Six for ages,
and Sarah's gonna
Sarah
do
was
it
meant to be doing it, so maybe there was more variety in the musicals if other people had got through.
Do we know what song she was going to have?
I don't know. No, I'm not sure.
I was trying to think. It's a real shame. It's a real shame that we're not seeing more variation. And as I said, there seems to be some really obvious ones that I can't remember ever being done. Like Evita.
Mm.
There's literally a song called Waltz for Ava and Che. Why has that never been done? I was listening to Blood Brothers today, and I was like, there's some clear quick step choices in here.
Yeah.
To be honest, you could do a very, very sad routine to tell me it's not true.
Dan and Johannes could do Blood Brothers.
They could.
I've not seen it, but I sort of vaguely know it. I mean, it's about two blood brothers.
Yeah, tell me it's not true. Oh, they could get one of the extra dancers to be like the mum on the stage, and then they're just waltzing and as angels and the thing. I think there's loads. It's just
there's loads.
Dancing, they've barely touched the surface of Wicked. There's a song called Dancing Through Life that would make an excellent something.
Yeah.
You know? Legally Blonde the musical.
Oh my God, imagine.
Oh my God, you guys. Is that not a jive?
I think that would be a great jive.
A quick step. There's so much there.
Mean Girls.
Yes.
Could do a great Paso to Apex
Predator. Oh my God, you really could. They should save that for when they've got two women as dancers together, because that would be so good. She's the queen of beasts in her beastly school. The only thing would be with Mean Girls is that they need to wait for it to come to the West End because they're calling it the best of Broadway. And I was like, does the West End mean nothing to you, BBC Strictly? Please
Completely.
champion the West End. Like, I don't know why people don't champion it as much as they do. Like, we have one of the best theatre places in the world. We are so lucky.
Yeah.
And
And
we,
everyone
and
knows what
then,
the West End is. It's not like people
yeah.
haven't heard of it.
Exactly. So why would you devalue it by being like, oh no, it's second to Broadway? The only thing it's second to Broadway in is
Sure.
because it's valued in America, so they actually make stars of people. Do you know what I
Exactly.
mean?
Yeah,
Whereas
exactly.
musical theatre seems to be something that our actors are told to overcome to become famous. Like, you know, Ted Lasso, the lady who played Rebecca in Ted Lasso, Hannah Waddingham. She's an incredible singer, and they use it in the show because they know that she can both act and sing, and it's not a, like, it's not a detriment to her. She's trained, and she's incredible. So I just think more people need to give West End theatre a bit more credit. Yes, the only difference is budgets, I would say. I reckon we're going to get a Moulin Rouge dance next year because Moulin Rouge has
That would
just
be
opened on the West End.
amazing.
Either
Yeah,
that or
that'd
maybe
be great.
Cabaret. Have they done a Cabaret one recently?
They did for, remember Joe and Katia's
Oh, yeah.
Samba, but they are doing a group dance to Cabaret this week,
Are they?
this Saturday coming. Yeah,
Oh yes, see, I told you there's going to be a cabaret dance.
yeah.
Their cabaret's just opened on the West End with Eddie Redmayne, and I'm fuming about it because it's really hard to get a ticket.
Really?
Yeah, he's playing the
Interesting.
MC, and Jessie Buckley from the Nancy program, who makes me extremely jealous because I think I was near her age when the Nancy program was on, and she's actually really good at acting, and that's the life I would like to lead. But I'm really bad at acting, so it's really stressful to me. I'm unreasonably jealous of her. But anywho, I really want to see her in Cabaret. She's one of those people that I'm like, well, I'll just have to put up with it. I'll go and see her, and I won't be happy about it, but I'll enjoy it. Yeah, so I'm glad. See, my what's the word? Hype senses were tingling.
Yes, you knew deep
Moulin
down,
Rouge
you knew.
next year. Just
Yeah.
kidding. Yes. Anyway, I'm really looking forward to Musicals Week.
Me too. Even though I've just moaned about all the musical choices, I still love them all.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I'm literally forgiving Edelweiss purely because it's AJ and Kai.
Yeah, same.
Oh, if they do that move with the arms, I'm gonna be tens for the vibes. It's gonna be someone else. I'm really looking forward to it. They're gonna give her that horrible wig they gave to Molly King, though,
Yes,
aren't
they will.
they?
God, how
Oh.
many? So literally, I can already think of two Sound of Music moments since we've been recording this podcast, and we're only on the fourth series because there was that, and then there was Faye and Giovanni. Get a grip, Strictly.
Just listen to my musical theatre podcast, please. Not my podcast, my playlist. I wish I did a
Yeah.
musical theatre podcast.
That's what
Everyone
we're
persuade
doing,
Flo.
son.
We could talk about the Diana musical, it'd be great. Yes, so thank you all for listening. And see you next week. I'm literally signing off really quickly without having done any of the housekeeping. But you know where to follow us by this point.
Yeah, it's also at the end. We've put it over the music, so
Oh yeah. Oh.
they'll just keep listening and we'll tell you in a minute.
Keep listening. Thank you for listening to Strictly on the Sofa. Theme tune is It Fakes Two by Ben Corbett. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe and rate us on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts, as it helps other people find us. In the meantime, follow us on Twitter at Strictly on Sofa or email us at strictlyonthesofa@gmail.com. We'd love to hear your dancing thoughts. See you next week!